tell us a little bit about what happened here tonight.
2 seconds.
Okay.
We've been here about 90 minutes, about an hour and a half. So it's 2 o'clock now. So about 12:30-ish, we got a call for a structure fire at this location. Arrived on scene and had heavy smoke coming from the first story garage on the backside of the house in the alley.
Okay.
Crews, as they were making access, the fire activity increased, and we actually had 2 propane cylinders explode. No crews or anybody were injured, but definitely got the crews a little excited. At that point, the crews started hitting the fire, called the second alarm on the fire, and at this point, when the crew started getting inside, it was basically just trying to find the stairway access to the second floor, because these are all individual apartments that don't necessarily connect with each other. And once we were able to gain access to the second floor, then the crews got inside and were able to start pulling ceiling. We did have fire in the attic, so they were able to get ahead of that. So we had fire control in about an hour and a half. We were able to search the residence and find that there was nobody inside. It appears to be a vacant residence. So no injuries that I'm aware of. Fire crews are all okay. And as far as cause, the fire investigation process is just beginning, so I have no idea at this point.
But you do think it started in the back garages?
As far as the actual location, I'm not sure. When we first arrived on scene, the back garage had all the smoke coming from it.
Okay.
And it was actually starting to... We were starting to have smoke out of the eaves on the second floor, so it had already extended from the garage into the residence. Once we made access to it, it's when the fire actually really increased, and we were able to, that's when it got exciting.
So, officially vacant, but have any reason to believe that anyone might have been squatting in the residence?
Nothing that I've been told so far by the crews. Most of the windows and such had plywood over them, so nothing's been reported to me as far as squatters go, but... Given this area, it's a definite possibility, but we can't say for sure.
Okay. And it seems like you got it pretty knocked down at this point.
Yeah,
so.
we do have fire control at this point. It's just basically chasing around little hot spots inside. As far as how long we're going to be here for, at least another hour to 2 hours, just making sure that it's completely out. And also supporting the fire investigator who's just started working. So.
Okay.
Do you have an estimate on damage?
Not yet. It's pretty extensive. It is a vacant building, so fortunately, content damage is going to be relatively minor. But the fire got into the attic, and we had fire pretty much and smoke throughout the building. So I can't even make a wag. That's annoying. Can't even make a wag at this point. But we'll do an official press release with a damage estimate as soon as we can for you guys.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you guys for your patience.